If it's a really good doctrine, it will not produce more worldly people. You can see, obviously, some of these cults, they produce worldliness. I mean, the people involved either get caught up by the things of this world, distractions become the main goal, the things of this life become the main goal, and there's something wrong with the theology. Either it's a bit upended and it's not balanced, or it's just wrong. So a good doctrine must produce incorruptibility. And the word incorruptibility has always been used about being preserved from the things of this world. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And if a good doctrine doesn't produce that, something is wrong. And finally, in verse 8, it produces sound speech that cannot be condemned. Now why must he talk about sound speech? Notice from sound doctrine in chapter 1 verse 9, he goes to sound speech in chapter 2 verse 8. Why is it so? Then you see the progression. In chapter 3 is good works. But it's not an ordinary good works. It's the good works that you walk in them. You don't struggle. And here's the progression. Sound doctrine means it enters into you, in your heart, in your mind, and it becomes a part of you. Vision enters into you. In chapter 2, with all those things, it produces sound speech. You begin to declare it. You begin to talk about them. Pastors, listen very carefully. Before you start any project, and if you know that it's of God and you know the timing is right, just keep talking about it. Praying and talking about it. And as you pray and talk about it, the Lord will begin to gather the vision and the people. It will just come to pass. When sound speech is not even purposely declaring, it's just beginning to talk about it. Believe me, if in any group, any area, and you got something that you know is of God, I mean, it has entered into you. It's sound. It's of God. It has all those three qualities there. It has integrity. And it's sound and integrity. And that's everything. It was 7 here. It has reverence. It has incorruptibility. And then, for example, it could be an orphanage program. Let's just say. And then you begin to talk about it. See, let's pray about it. And as the people begin to talk, you know what happens? Those who are called to it begins to be attracted. And slowly there will be a nucleus form of people. There's no committee form, there's nothing form, there's no think tank form at all. But just talking about it begins to have an attraction on itself. And if you keep saying it long enough, very soon, it gets into step 3. It actually happens. The rest becomes planning and walking into it. Because all the right people are there. All the right circumstances are there. All the right plans are there. And you just walk into it. Hallelujah. We just have to keep talking about it. Some of the visions that God asked me to do, and when it's within the church, begin to talk to the people. Whenever we have a certain group of people and different group and the spirit inspired, we begin to talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about it. Then pray about it. Share about it. Every time we talk about it, you know what happens? Our faith is also stirred up. And then it starts growing up. Whatever God has called you to do in your life and ministry, from sound doctrine, it will go to sound speech, and then it will produce good works in your life. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we praise you, we thank you. That in this short little book, we see the marks of a mature ministry. And we pray, O God, that you will mature each one of our lives. You will do something on the inside of us. so that we understand, Lord, that we are living for something bigger than ourselves. And all those three areas, Lord, whether in business or in ministry, consideration of a successor, ability to reach different age brackets, and contribution to society, will be the key marks, Lord, of our life as we live on this earth. And we pray, O God, that as we grow in those areas, we develop in sound doctrine, in sound speech, and finally in good works. So God, we ask that You establish these things in our heart and in our life. And we ask, Lord, that You will give us, Lord, an understanding of what You want us to do. Tonight, O God, in the stillness of this evening, we pray that Your Holy Spirit will speak right now into the hearts and lives of each one. The direction, the goal, the vision, the dream, and the things that are of You. Let Your light so shine in our lives. Let Your Spirit whisper in our spiritual ears those things, O God, that You're speaking to us. And may it seal into our lives those things that we are to do in You. For God, we have been saved by grace. And this not of ourselves, but is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. But we have been saved, O God, for we are Your workmanship, created for good works, that will bring glory to You, O God. So seal Your word in our lives tonight. And let new things begin to happen in each life here, in each business, in each ministry, in each family, in each relationship. Quicken new things into our lives, O God. And so change us and transform and renew us, Lord, that we could grow and walk into the works that You have. And let those two things happen as is said in chapter 3 of Titus, Lord. The washing and the renewing, Lord. And we know before the works can come, we must be washed, cleansed of everything that is not of You. There must be things removed from our lives first, Lord. There must be a washing. And then, God, there must be a renewal, so that we will use Your methods and not our methods to achieve Your goals in our lives. Seal this grace in our lives, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's rise and sing that song, To Be Like Jesus, even tonight. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I ask, all I ask, to be like You, all true light shining. To glory, all I ask, to be like You. Amen. Praise God. Give Jesus a good clap offering. Those of you who need ministry will meet you.